What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Okay. This is a very tragic story, if you will. And it has to do with this 12-year-old schoolgirl who committed suicide after being bullied by classmates. And apparently she shared a social media photo of her foot with RIP drawn on it. And the coroner was pointing out there was intense social media activity in the days before her death. Now, folks, parents especially, okay, this is not the entire world. It's a wonderfully convenient device, cell phone, browser, and so forth. But I think too many young people are sort of getting drawn into these electronic devices as if it's pretty much the entire world, and it shouldn't be. And I think parents have an obligation to tell their kids, that's not the entire world. It's a device. It's an appliance. That's it. Suicide seems to be on the increase in this country. Not just with children, with adults too. A lot of it's due to the economic pressures here. Okay. Ooh, Jesse Smollett is apparently having nightmares. Poor baby. I saw it on the Fox News the other day. They were interviewing his brother. Oh, yes, Jesse Smollett. He's having horrible, horrible nightmares after his fake hate crime blew up in his face. Poor baby. Let's all feel sorry for Jesse Smollett. All right, let's take a phone call. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this thing with Kate Smith is a national embarrassment.
I agree.
This lady, I feel sorry for a lot of my old Philadelphia Flyer fans. They loved Kate Smith. I mean, one time when they were in a important playoff game, she actually sang a God Bless America on the ice at the stadium. The old lady came across the ice, almost fell, and sang God Bless America. And you know, they had a statue of her there. That shows how much they loved her. The fans loved her.
And yeah, but they're calling for that statue to be torn down.
No, I know. It's insanity. I mean, and this lady, I mean, so she sang a song that was politically incorrect almost 100 years ago. They're digging that far back. And meanwhile, you listen to any rap radio stations, you hear the N-word all the time. You hear about rape and beating on women and all kinds of nasty stuff. But, you know, the problem with Kate Smith is like, the problem with everybody that they're tearing the statues down, they're wholesome people. They're actually good Christian wholesome people. I mean, Roosevelt said to Churchill, this is Kate Smith, this is America. That's what he said about Kate Smith, and that's what she is. Kate Smith is America. They hate America. These same people that want to tear her statue down, they hate America. That's what people have to understand. They hate Christianity, and they hate America. And that's by getting rid of the statues, they're going to destroy, they think, it's just like any barbarians did in Rome or anywhere else. They destroyed the statues to try to destroy the culture. And that's what this is all about. It's a damn disgrace. And I tell you the truth, I doubt there's 10 black people that are really offended by Kate Smith. I think it's just a bunch of crazed liberal communist Marxists that are behind all this.
And, I would agree with you because I'd never heard of those songs before they made a big issue out of this. I mean, somebody really had to go digging, looking for this stuff.
Yeah, and one of the songs was done by that guy Robeson, who was a black communist, but he had a great voice. So, you know, I don't want to tear down any statues of him. It's so ridiculous, but it's at the same time, it's a shame. It really is a shame that this country has become so petty and that our culture has been taken over by a bunch of communist, Marxist, anti-Christian, anti-white, radicals.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention was the whole thing about impeaching Trump. I mean, do the Democrats realize what just happened with the Mueller report? Do they realize that all Obama and Hillary and all these people are going to be getting investigated? I mean, it's amazing to me that they're so deluded that they think that impeaching the president is even an option, because as this is going to be Trump's water torture on the Democrats for the next few months, all the way up to the election. You're going to be seeing indictments. You're going to be seeing who are they going to call to a witness for Trump's impeachment hearing? Comey, who's going to be indicted soon? McCabe, who's likely to be indicted? How about Susan Rice? All these people with the D-class, you know, it amazes me. I can't believe like people can be at that such a high level in government and be so like retarded. Excuse my French, but that's really a good word for where they're thinking. It's just they seem to. It's almost like Hitler in a bunker. They're directing troops. They're beaten. They are totally shellacked, and they have no idea what's coming. I mean, they don't realize that right now probably half of these people are ratting each other out, and meanwhile they're talking about impeaching. I think the only one with any brain seems to be Pelosi. She's like ex-nay on the impeachment schnay because. You know, he's got all the cards. Hello. And the
she understands right now that, Trump is getting a lot of sympathy because the Mueller report basically said this whole Russia collusion thing was a hoax and it was being victimized. And so Pelosi is understanding they could, in theory, impeach Donald Trump, but they cannot remove him from office. It would be a replay of the Clinton impeachment.
Oh, but the other thing is that any kind of sympathy that, or any kind of asking for Trump to hold back against Hillary and Obama is going to burn in the ground also, because, you know, if they start saying, well, Trump's being mean to Obama and Loretta Lynch and all these people that were involved in this charade and criminal act against Trump, then he's just going to say, are you kidding me? You want me to be nice? So, you know, I've always said since the beginning of this, the genesis of this, I don't want any deals. The fact that they're still fighting is good, because in order to destroy the deep state, you can't make a deal with them. They have to be rooted out, exposed, and destroyed. And it's headed in that direction. And, you know, let them talk about impeachment, because they're kind of like the anybody that goes along with the Democrats, they're going to be like Jim Jones followers. They're just going to... I don't know if there's any hope for them because they're so delusional, but at the same time, they're becoming more and more of a farce. They really have, and the fact that the media has destroyed itself, its credibility to any thinking Americans over this whole thing. I've been surprised all along that they keep going out on a limb and going further and further and further, and they're just gonna go all the way and go off the cliff, I guess. So you got to give Trump credit. He's basically destroyed the credibility of the fake news media, and he's also destroyed the Department of Justice, the FBI's credibility, the CIA, the NSA, the intelligence community, all their credibility. So, you know, you got to give Trump credit on this one. I mean, he kind of let them destroy their own credibility.
Yeah, that was basically it. They did it to themselves.
But you got to admit, I mean, that to me has been one of the greatest things about the Trump presidency is his ability to just allow others to just go so crazy and hysterical that they expose themselves, and they've done a great job, and it's a good thing, and I'm hoping that as these people rat each other out, they go deeper than just this scandal. They start saying, oh, well, you want me to go to jail for this? What about 9/11? What about Oklahoma City? What about Sandy Hook? What about, you know, because why should I go to jail when you've been covering up all these crimes, you know, for the last 30 years? So hopefully we'll go back to JFK, for crying out loud. Let's, you know, that's my hope in this whole thing, is that as this can expand, because, like I said, McCabe's going to say, oh, I got to go to prison for this. What about, you know, 9/11? I came in at the end, and that just was the cover up there just started. You know?
Well, what we're going to see here, Joe, is we're going to see just how powerful the deep state really is in terms of who does and does not get indicted and arrested and charged. And I know we've been hearing from people like Devin Nunes that all these criminal referrals are going out to the Department of Justice. But again, it's going to be up to William Barr as to whether anybody gets indicted and charged. And until William Barr actually starts signing indictments and issuing them, I'm not hopeful anything's going to happen. I'm sure that the word has gone out, you know, that if there are indictments and charges, that certain really dark secrets would be public, that will embarrass the entire government.
Yeah, and I hope that they do come out, and I hope that although it will embarrass the government, it's what the government needs. The American people need to know that these crimes have to be exposed so that people don't give blind faith to their government, don't go marching off to wars based on lies and because of the government. It's very important, and that's what I'm hoping for, and I've been hoping from the day that Trump was inaugurated that this would lead to that, and that's what, you know, I'm hoping that it happens. Now, William Barr is an establishment Republican. I'll be surprised. I mean, I'll be very happy, but I'm still, you know, I'm not convinced that he'll go that far, that deep. I doubt he will.
No, I'm not either. We've had too many of these attorney generals who have proven to be, you know, gatekeepers and protectors rather than law enforcement people.
I think that's part of the reason why Clinton keeps the fact that she could run for president out there, is because if she ran for president, it would protect her from indictment, because then she could make it that it's a political issue. And I think that's part of the reason she's hemming and hawing and she's playing Macbeth, Lady Macbeth, but Macbeth, whereas she's to be, you know, because I think that it politically it'll be very difficult to indict her if she is running for president. So that to me is part of the reason I think she's playing this game. She hasn't ruled it out, you know. And it's interesting.
I think she's seriously looking at running. Now, Biden's entry into the race on Wednesday, you know, it's like, why bother showing up for the press conference? Everybody knows that's what he's going to say. But Biden stepping in on Wednesday, he's going to automatically be the front runner, I think. And with that strong a candidate in the Democratic field, it may convince Hillary to stand down, because she basically said if there are no clear front runners by the fall, that she was going to step in. And I think Biden's presence in the campaign may convince her to stay out. I don't want to see her run again. I don't want to have to go through in 2020 what I went through in 2016 to keep her out of this race, because I don't want to see her in the Oval Office. You're right. Trump is a disappointment. And with Hillary in the White House, the same things would be happening, only faster.
Well, I just, you know, I think, like I said, Hillary's just hemming and hawing to keep her from getting indicted. That's her only play she has now.
Serious. I think she's serious about trying to run again.
Maybe
she
it's
can't
a money
let go
thing,
of it.
Too. All that money that they're having a campaign. I mean, you know, her campaign spent like $2 billion. How much of it went in her pocket or her family's pocket? I mean, campaigns are notorious for hiring relatives and all kinds of people and paying marketing firms.
No question
pastors.
About that. We don't know how much money there is in that Clinton Foundation.
Yeah,
We don't know how much money the Clintons have.
Yeah, and running for office is probably a very lucrative business for her, you know, obviously. I'm sure it's a billion-dollar campaign. How much of that, you know, 10%, right?
Yep.
10% of a billion. But, you know, it's interesting. One other thing is that, Well, you don't really hear the press ever ask any the people involved on the other side of this Russian collusion delusion any questions. I mean, why isn't Obama ever asked, like, what did you know about the Steele dossier, and why did you spy on Carter Page, or the Clintons, or any of them? Loretta Lynch, they're all given a pass, and they're like, you know, it's like all the president's men, and they're never, you know, with Nixon, and nobody's asking them anything. And you know, yep. You'd think that the press would be outside Obama's castle or whatever he lives in, a state, and trying to ask him, like, well, when did you know that they were spying on the Trump campaign? And you know, they just give a total pass to the Democratic side in this, and that's going to have to come to an end when all the indictments start, hopefully. But we'll see. And they'll expect a false flag probably before the big indictments happen. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's probably you're probably right about that. But again, for all we know, indictments may have already been handed down. The corporate media is just not going to report on them. The corporate media has lost its objectivity. It is totally liberal. It is totally Democrat, and it's not even ashamed about that fact. You know, when this whole Russian collusion delusion blew up, I was expecting some people were going to get fired. Hasn't happened.
Well, the media were part of a criminal conspiracy to frame Donald Trump. I mean, they were involved with Comey, and when they put the information out, and the P dossier through Brennan, it was all shot through the media. They all knew they were part of it. It was all part of a grand conspiracy. I hope that they get indicted too. I mean, there are members of the media that committed criminal acts in this whole thing, and that's going to come out. So it should be. Let's just hope that, you know, sunlight, and then they say sunlight is the best antiseptic, or fresh air and
best
sunshine. Let's see it all, you know. Yeah, disinfectant. Let's. I want it all out there. And anybody that doesn't, there's something wrong with them.
I agree. I agree. We need to basically shake the American people and say, here, look at this. Look at what these people have been doing. And
I'm not scared to go back. I want to keep going. I want to go to 9/11 and Sandy Hook and Waco and Oklahoma City and Randy Weaver. Let's go. Let's get to the bottom of all this stuff. Maybe that we'll head for an era of truth, and then people can understand why, you know, you don't want government to be too powerful.
I agree. I absolutely agree. All right. Well, listen, Joe.
Thanks,
we're going
to
let you. All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back here to international news here, over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, they're having a huge problem with the Ebola virus. They're saying it will not become a global health threat, that they're pretty sure that they have the exposed people more or less contained. However, recent updates paint a less optimistic picture, and in point of fact, somebody showed up at the border with the United States infected with Ebola. They're testing people for Ebola down there on the border. They found absolutely one case. So we've got to be very, very careful about that. Now, as you know, we've had a lot of natural catastrophes. We've had the flooding in the Midwest, typhoons, hurricanes, tornadoes. It's been a rough year. And unfortunately, it is already starting to hit the global supply chains, meaning foods are becoming, shall we say, scarce on the market shelf. In fact, Claire and I were at the local Safeway the other day, and we don't know if this had anything to do with just bad timing or issues with the supply chain, but we noticed a lot of empty shelves. So it's just something that you want to be aware of when you go to the store. Okay, now, electric cars, they're very cool. I think they're very cool. When we were forced to buy a newer car after our Honda got stolen and stripped, I looked at electric cars. We couldn't afford one. Okay, more about electric cars when we come back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. And so we're talking about electric cars, which I think are very cool, and I do think they're the wave of the future. However, they are not as environmentally friendly as people thought. There's been a German study, and it shows that electric vehicles will not decrease CO2 emissions in Europe over the coming years. Because according to the study directed by Christoph Buchal of the University of Cologne, electric vehicles have significantly higher carbon dioxide emissions than diesel cars. This is due to the insignificant amount of energy used in the mining and processing of lithium, cobalt, and manganese, which are critical raw materials for the production of electric car batteries. Oops. Oops, oops, oops. Now, another little oops here, and we basically predicted this was going to happen. NASA is now admitting that higher levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are, in fact, greening the Earth. Ooh, big shock there. carbon dioxide is not a toxic pollutant like the EPA wants to claim. It is plant food. And the more CO2 you have in the air, the faster, taller, and more productive plants will grow. That's just the way it works. And NASA is now saying, yeah, the CO2's gone up. And by the way, CO2 in the atmosphere has gone up. The temperature has gone down. So take that, Al Gore. All right. Let's see. Apparently down in Auckland, protesters halted traffic at an intersection in a rebellion against climate change. Well, what are they going to do next? Go down to the beach and flog the ocean to stop the tide from coming in? It is absurd if you really think about it. Climate changes. It's always changed. It changed long before humans evolved on this planet. It'll go on changing long after we're gone. There has never been a time in geological history where climate wasn't changing. So these 40 people are out there saying, well, we're going to protest against climate change. Okay, how about protesting against the sun coming up or the sun going down or the moon going through its phases or the tide coming in? Why don't you protest against weeds in your front yard? It's all part of nature. What we need on this planet is a good dose of common sense. We seem to have lost it. Everybody's caught up in all these things. You know, what bathroom to use, climate change, you know, like there's something that we could do about climate change. And there really isn't. It's just an effort to sell you something, get your money, get your obedience. Anyway. Okay. Over at the grocery chain Whole Foods, they introduced their own brand of bottled water back in 2015. And, of course, it was billed as, you know, purity and healthfulness. It flows out of the ground, blah, 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 blah. And they basically said, we have a spring house over it so we can let the water go down to the bottling plant. It's amazingly pristine water. And the brand name is Starkey Water. That's the Whole Food brands. Unfortunately, they had to recall more than 2,000 cases in early 2016 and 2017 after tests by regulators showed an unacceptable level of arsenic. And, of course, Whole Foods is still out there saying, well, we've done our own tests and we're sure that the water is safe to drink. But just, you know, this commoditization of water, again, it's getting money out of you. The president of the Nestle Corporation actually came out and said he did not think that humans have a natural right to water, that water should be bottled and sold for money, that you would pay for your water. What's next? Air. And now we're finding that the water we're being sold in these bottles is actually toxic, more toxic than what's coming out of the faucets in our house. So we have to be very, very careful about that. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to our news. And, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I had that here. So we're talking about water. We're talking about bottled water. It's a huge business right now. And unfortunately, like so many of our other businesses, they're not being very careful with the product. They're putting out product that's actually bad for you. So Nestle is now facing a class action lawsuit from consumers in 8 states based on claims that the Poland Spring brand is 100% natural spring water. And the plaintiffs from Maine to Pennsylvania are alleging deceptive labeling. Now, a classic example is labeling something all natural. That label really means that all the ingredients occur in nature, but it doesn't guarantee a healthier product. There are plenty of unhealthy things in nature, like, well, for example, tobacco. The label all natural implies a healthier product because many other products are pumped full of chemicals. What Nestle does is more egregious. They put Poland Spring on their waters. consumers make the reasonable assumption the water comes from the Poland Spring in Maine that is the implied source. They then think it's fresh spring water when in reality it's just groundwater out of a tap. A lot of deceptive advertising out there. A lot of these bottled waters are just, they're just filtered tap water. You're better off getting, you know, a water filter and filling your own bottles. Really. Okay, over at the European Space Agency, they're working on a project called the Synergistic Air-Breathing Rocket Engine, or SABRE. It's being developed by the British company Reaction Engines, and it's getting a green light for a major test, and it operates in two modes. In aircraft engine mode, it uses oxygen from the atmosphere, and in rocket engine mode, it burns an oxidizer carried on board together with liquid hydrogen. And it actually makes a lot of sense. For the vast majority of time a rocket is climbing towards space, it's still in the atmosphere. It should be using atmospheric oxygen. This is a very simple, elegant idea, and I wish them a lot of luck. And it kind of makes you wonder why Robert Goddard didn't think of that. Or maybe he did, and he just couldn't get it to work. All right. Now, the college admissions scandal, the bribery scandal, is still going on out there. A lot of people have already pled guilty. They're cutting deals. And Lori Loughlin's daughter is now officially being investigated by feds. So they're down to saying, you know, what did the kids themselves know about what was going on? Were they aware the bribes were being paid? Were they aware that they were getting a free pass? I imagine those that were being put on these athletic teams without really being qualified probably had an idea that something was up. But apparently, multiple sources are now saying one of the daughters of Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli is being investigated by the Department of Justice over her role in the college bribery scandal. And apparently the Daily Mail reported that one of the couple's two daughters received a letter from federal prosecutors in Massachusetts saying she was the subject of an investigation that could result in criminal charges. And what they're saying is they apparently have evidence that suggests she knew of the illegal plot. Okay. Over in San Diego, in the Claremont area, just yesterday, there was this Navy veteran, Anna Conkey, 31 years old, and she walked into the Easter service holding her 10-month-old son and a gun, mounted the stage and started talking about the rapture. And apparently some of the churchgoers basically tackled her to the ground, and police arrived to arrest her. Now, Conkey apparently worked as a journalist for NBC7 in San Diego and has apparently acquired a bit of a YouTube audience and Facebook audience with posts about Jesus is a liar, the Bible is a trap. Go Navy! By the way, YouTube has pulled the plug on Press TV's channel. No warning was given. That's YouTube being YouTube. GoFundMe is now banning anybody who questions vaccines. So the censorship is coming on down. It's coming on hard. I was talking earlier about a GoFundMe channel to help me move. They may not give it to me because of everything that I've got at whatreallyhappened.com, everything I say here in the radio show. Alrighty. Now, over in New York, there was a lawsuit brought against New York's Department of Health by five parents who refuse forcible vaccination of their children. And apparently this was in response to the emergency order declaring the city's measles outbreak a public health emergency. And in addition to mandating the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine for children in zip codes affected by the crisis, it threatens parents who fail to comply with fines of up to $1,000. Now, there have been 329 confirmed cases of the illness, mostly among observant Jews in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. They appear to have brought it back from an outbreak that's taking place in Israel. So they're out there just telling everybody, stick the needle, stick the needle, stick the needle. Article out of UNS.com. And this is something we actually talked about on Friday on the protected race. And the article is saying, by almost every metric, Jews are the most protected ethnic group on earth. Jewish institutional security is heavily subsidized by taxpayers throughout the West. In Germany, the government provides an annual stipend of $15 million to the Central Council of Jews. In Great Britain, the government spends around $20 million annually on both security for Jewish institutions and Holocaust education designed to combat anti-Semitic ideas. It is a bit of a racket. Okay. This is just a little weird. Okay. Apparently, there was this video that was put out on social media from this church that showed kids spitting on, hitting, and cutting an associate pastor with a steak knife to illustrate what happened to Jesus when he was on the cross. That's just, I don't understand what's going on here. Over at the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, Pastor Stephen Anderson is saying that Bank of America shut down all of the church's bank accounts. Without any notice, they can't get their money out. And we can't even walk to the bank, withdraw money. They just froze everything. Now, supposedly, they will send a cashier's check in 2 weeks for all the money. But in the meantime, they just lock the accounts down. And the only reason Pastor Anderson said they might have done that, he's attracted controversy over the years due to his fundamentalist preachings on the issue of homosexuality. So, now I'm going to tell you right now, I don't agree with Pastor Anderson on his views on homosexuality. But I don't think banks should be enforcing their particular point of view on the rest of the world. They're supposed to be a business. They're supposed to be a bank. We've got way too many corporations, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, that are just out there saying, we have the power and the means to enforce our worldview on everybody else. Well, what if people don't agree with you? I don't agree with Pastor Anderson, okay? But I don't agree with Bank of America just shutting down his bank accounts. Ridiculous here. Okay. Over in Chicago, somebody set up this car sharing company where you basically sign up, they install some added electronics in your car, and the people who are going to use your car have an app on their mobile phone. And they send in the money on a credit card. The app unlocks the car. They get in. They drive it. They leave it someplace else. Unfortunately, somebody figured out how to hack the app. And 100 high-end cars were stolen. and they've now been forced to shut down the service. So, good idea, poor implementation. A host of popular Android apps from a major Chinese developer, including a selfie app with more than 50 million downloads, have been committing large-scale ad fraud and abusing user permissions. This is coming from BuzzFeed. In several cases, the apps took steps that concealed their connections to the developer DU Group to users and failed to clearly disclose with rented lips they were collecting and sending data to China. The investigation also raises questions about Google's policing of apps in the Play Store for fraud and data collection practices. Well, we could say the same thing about a lot of the stuff that's over at the iTunes store. The apps are coming in fast, and they're not being checked all that carefully. All righty, so we're going to grab a phone call here. Jeff in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How you doing? Yeah, I'm deeply troubled by the situation in America today.
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking that the only way for America to survive what we've always had, it's like a three-step program. And what should happen, no matter how hard it might be for people to realize, but common sense would indicate that the best thing that we could do would be to, remove all the judges. The second would be to, arrest all the lunatic left in our society.
Yes.
Then the second thing would be to, yeah.
And the lunatic right.
Huh?
And the lunatic right. They've got their share of crazies over there as well.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you know what? The lunatic left is going to destroy us. The lunatic right is only trying to reclaim what we've always had.
Yes.
We try to be tolerant. We try to be tolerant of these people, but they have no tolerance. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy our country. We can't tolerate them any longer.
It's kind of a hard line approach here. I mean, I'd like to find a way to engage in dialogue. You're right.
That's our weakness.
The left tends to be a bit fanatical.
Well, that's our weakness, by letting them have a voice, because they're insane. You can see can't you see the insanity sweeping this country?
Honestly, yeah, I have been, and I've been commenting on it. It does feel like sometimes the whole world is just losing its mind.
It is. You're right. The whole world is losing their mind. So all I can say is that the time has come to take these people and check them.
Okay. I mean, I sort of get uncomfortable when people start talking about, us against them in a confrontational manner. And I would like very much to perhaps not have it like that. I prefer the Gandhi approach, but happened after Hillary lost her election and all the rioting that was going on in the streets, the left does not want to engage.
What will it take? Does it have to get to the point where Mohammedism conquers Spain and rules over it for 700 years? Is that what it's going to take?
Well, now we're going from left versus right to religious wars.
Well, and, it's all right there. It's all same. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you go because you're not open to this idea. So thank you very much. I appreciate you, and I think you're a very balanced and fair-minded individual. It's why I listen to you and comment to you. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. You know, I just want to avoid this idea of we have to do X to them because it's counterproductive. Anyway, we got to take a commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. We've got two callers waiting on the line. We're going to start with Bruce in Austin. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been a long-time listener. This is the first time I've called. I want to tell you that the last year I committed to reading three of the great dystopian novels of our time, Brave New World, 1984, and Leap. And I was really shocked as I reread these books, and how much I see happening today it really parallels what I saw at, especially in 1984. If you look at what happened, for example, with the Kate Smith statue and others, I think it typifies that, because what you're seeing is an attempt to eradicate history, and then in enforcing politically correct language on us, this becomes a form of newspeak, as Orwell wrote about in 1984. People are being conditioned to think differently by speaking differently. And so if you make it a really dark view of what's happening now, I think reread 1984 very carefully, and I think you'll find that a lot of what Orwell wrote there you'll see playing out in society today.
Well, Orwell wrote it as a warning. Unfortunately, too many of our world leaders are using it as an instruction manual, but Orwell really did intend it to be a warning.
I know. I read most of what Orwell has written in his life, and he was, I think, a very prescient writer. You might want to read a book called Orwell and Churchill, or Churchill and Orwell. It's a biography of the two. That book will add a lot of why Orwell wrote what he did. It'll give you a good perspective on what formed his thought, especially by the time he got to writing 1984. Anyway, I'm just shocked at what I see happening today. 30 years ago, when I was a young PhD student in geology, and I was laughing at the politically correct movement, I didn't think it would ever take hold. And right now, I have to admit, I was wrong. This thing has got legs. Politicians are using this, and the media are complicit in forcing this nonsense on us. And if we don't do something to stop this, we're going to end up in a society that looks a lot like that dark world that Orwell painted in his novel.
Yeah. Or Brave New World, Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, that's a different version. It's a somewhat softer version of tyranny. But I think what you're looking at evolving today is something that looks a lot more like what Orwell wrote about, and frankly, not dissimilar to what Zamyatin wrote in his novel, We. Zamyatin was a Russian engineer who wrote about the year 1920. And that's a very dark novel, very, very dark novel. Kind of difficult to read, but it's a very dark novel and worth the effort. And I think Orwell actually references that in some of his writings. I think that was an inspiration for part of why he wrote in 1984.
Okay, well, Bruce, we're going to let you go. We're going to try and slide in Don in Iowa. Don, we're almost out of time. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Kate Smith, not many people, hardly anybody has a metaphor, a world-famous metaphor named after them. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. That was all about Kate Smith because they used her. And I want to say that they can tear down these statues. That's just an example of the weak city council in some of these places. If they go along with it, that's just the weak. But testing the First Amendment in some other areas is gonna go to the Supreme Court. Okay, I'll let it go, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, we gotta head on out. The music is playing there, and I have to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of useful things to share with you. Take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everybody that you know. We need you to go on out and promote republicbroadcasting.org. We need you to promote whatreallyhappened.com. Now's the time to start growing our audience, because there are a lot of people who are turning the corporate media off right now. We need to basically lure them in. So have yourselves a good afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
At athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.